The Southern Humboldt Family Resource Center is partnering with the Humboldt County Suicide Prevention Network to assemble We Care boxes. These packages act as a support kit for families grieving the loss of a loved one, and they invite members of the public to join in on this effort. Amy Taronis, the coordinator at the Southern Humboldt Family Resource Center, shares more details.
The Suicide Prevention Network, they do a gift box for folks who have experienced somebody who has committed suicide, either their loved one or a family member, community member, friend. And it's just a gift box that has several different items in it. That just shows people that they care, that they're loved, little reminders that there's people out there thinking of them.
On Friday, May 17th, from 4 to 7 p.m., volunteers will be assembling these care packages for community members who have been impacted by suicide.
We're going to be assembling those boxes. And so the Suicide Prevention Network will be bringing down some items. The Family Resource Center, we've bought and purchased some items locally to put in those boxes as well. And so we're just going to be assembling about 50 boxes on Friday night. We'll have some food and refreshments here, from, like I say, 4 to 7 on Friday at the Family Resource Center.
Once assembled, these boxes will be available at the Family Resource Center in Redway.
Anybody in our community who has experienced the loss of a loved one, or if they know somebody who has, they can come and get a box to send or to give to those folks. There's no, you know, real criteria that people have to meet, and we just invite anybody to come and get one of those boxes when needed.
Sharing her final thoughts, Tarona says in a small community, the loss of a friend or loved one to suicide is widely felt. And she reminds individuals that they are not alone in their grief.
In a small community that's really interconnected like we are, everybody feels the loss when we have a suicide in our community. And it's not like in a big community or a big city where, you know, they don't get reported so people don't know about it. Everybody knows about it. Everybody talks about it. And oftentimes we don't get the closure that we do because of the shame and the guilt and the lack of, you know, communal grief. I think sometimes we feel powerless as to what to do for folks. Grief is an experience that we're all going to have in one shape or form. And when we grieve the loss of somebody, oftentimes it's publicly, it's communal. But when we deal with suicide, it can be kind of the opposite of that, where there's oftentimes stigma or shame and guilt around suicide. And oftentimes the memorials or celebrations of life feel different. And we want to really reduce that stigma, and we want to offer ways in which we can celebrate people's lives regardless of how, you know, they passed. And I think that this idea that the Suicide Prevention Network came up with was just a great way to remind folks, like I say, that they are loved, that they're thought about. And oftentimes we feel really alone after the loss of a loved one or a friend. And the other part to that, too, is if we have lost somebody, sometimes it's really difficult to find the words to show that you're supporting them or that you care. And you know, with our current culture, it's really easy to send a text message, but making a phone call is really, you know, obsolete, you might say. And so it's really hard to reach out for those of us who want to support others. And so this box idea is kind of cool. You know, they don't even have to purchase it themselves, so it's free to them. And we just kind of put things in the box that we love, and we just have faith that the universe is going to put what that person needs in there. And so, yeah, you know, we can just send a text, hey, I put something on your porch, check it out. Or, you know, maybe we take it to them on their first day back to work or something. Just, you know, kind of informal and quiet, but powerful. And sometimes it's just that little reach out and that bridge that we can get.
You can join Taronis and the Humboldt County Suicide Prevention Network at the Family Resource Center in Redway from 4 to 7 p.m. Friday, May 17th, to assemble We Care boxes for those mourning the loss of a loved one. Learn more by following the Family Resource Center on social media.